So the first thing that I end up seeing this morning after I get done reading my Bible is that people are going to watch the movie The Conjuring, and they think that an anointing from a priest before walking into the theater is going to stop them from the willful door being opened that they're choosing to allow the devil to walk through. Let me tell y'all something. One thing I always tell people that God has allowed for me to express in very simple terms is this. You cannot open the door for the devil to your home and then tell him where to sit. He is going to go where he wants to, which is why we have to revoke legal access to him through the blood of Christ Jesus. You cannot stand at the door of sin and say, devil, you can't come in, but I'm finna go into this sin. You can't do that. It doesn't work like that. You have to understand that Revelation chapter 12 tells us that we overcome evil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. How can you testify to something that you won't turn away from? James chapter 1, have we forgotten that the Bible says that sin, when it has fully grown, gives birth to what? Death. I don't think people really understand this concept, and people continue to play with the word of God as if it's not true and living and sharper than a two-edged sword. See, I'm not going to give you opinion. I just want to give you Bible, because if I give you my opinion, people are going to omit. But one thing you cannot omit is the word of God. This is craziness. Watching movies, right? Engaging, participating, partaking in sin is not going to be something that you can just say, oh, well, Lord, I'm about to do this. The Bible even goes as far. Paul says that if we sin willfully, after receiving the good news of grace, then there remains no longer a sacrifice for our sins. Deliberate sin is not atoned for. I need people to understand that. Does that mean that you cannot repent? No, you can always run back to the throne of grace. But what I'm saying is, Romans chapter 6, verse 1, should we go on sinning that grace may abound? By no means. Thinking that you can go play with the devil while talking to God will have you hearing Satan's voice, mistaking it for an angel. Never forget, the devil comes as an angel of light. So you might want to saddle up, be sober and vigilant, because the Bible says to remain sober-minded, for your enemy, for your adversary roams around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So thinking that some priest who's falsely anointing you before you go in there, if anything, this is more of a seance that is christening you for the demonic kingdom before you go into there to really receive these demons, because you don't even understand that a person who really has discernment not only is not going to go watch the movie, but this person is also not going to stand outside of the doors of the demonically possessing movie anointing people. I don't know whose anointing you receiving, but I know it's not the one of Christ Jesus who was risen and born in Bethlehem. So you might want to be careful. I love y'all. God bless you. Do not go see that foolishness. God bless.